This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show. Glad you're here joining us this morning. I'm Jason Laidler, here with the world-famous Ted Walishin. Good morning, Ted. How's it going?
I'm well, thank you very much. And how are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
By the way, just one more pickle reference.
Oh, are you kidding?
Pickles on grilled cheese.
I thought we were done with the pickles.
Those bread and butter pickles that you gave me?
Yeah.
Put them right in between the cheese and the bread when I grilled them.
I was actually thinking of our pickle conversation during the week because somebody was talking about pickled eggs.
I like pickled
eggs. And I thought, oh, there's another example of something pickled that we didn't discuss before.
No.
You like pickled eggs.
I do like pickled eggs.
I think they're getting harder and harder to find as the legions close down.
You can actually buy them. there are grocery stores that sell them.
Yes.
But you can make them just as easily. You just like, I go to Halinda's, and Halinda's have got pickles in this big kind of a barrel. So you can just take some of the juice, just buy the juice.
Really?
Yeah. And then you get your hard-boiled eggs. You get your eggs. You boil them, hard-boil them.
Yeah.
And then you let them cool, and then put them in a jar and fill the jar with brine.
Let them soak for 6 months?
No, not even that long. A couple of days or so will do it.
Okay.
There's your pickled eggs.
Pretty sure if I never had another pickled egg for the rest of my life, I'd be okay with that.
Your loss.
And by the way, Ted, did you notice my hat? Do you like it?
I do. Yes, it's an Argo hat.
For the benefit of the listeners who can't see it.
Yes. It's a nice Toronto Argonaut Football Club hat, and the Argos are playing in just a few hours from now, as a matter of fact.
Argos.
They're playing Hamilton for the Eastern Final. The winner, of course, goes on to play the Super Bowl.
The
Grey Cup, which is in Hamilton.
Super Bowl.
Which is in Hamilton next Sunday, the 12th of December.
Yeah, are you going to be there?
No.
Me neither.
Although, I tell you something. I had an interesting chat last week with the one Pinball Clemens, general manager of Argos.
I love pinball. The whole city loves pinball.
Yeah, pinball's great. And he's got a fabulous punt. We talked about his playing days with the Argos. We talked about his... He's been in so many different management positions. I mean, he was the CEO of the Argos at one point. He's the general manager, has been for the last couple of years. We talked about, this was before the last week's game against Hamilton. And I said, Hamilton in Montreal, and I said, who would you rather play? And he says, well, it's like, whatever my wife puts on the table is always good enough for me.
Good answer.
I said, yeah, exactly.
That's why they've been married so long.
So we talked about that. We talked some football. We talked about the Pinball Clemens Foundation. He does terrific, terrific work.
I've heard.
And you can find out all kinds of information about that and about him. He talked a little bit about what it was like playing when John Candy was one of the owners of the Argos, along with Bruce McNall and Wayne Gretzky.
I thought Wayne Gretzky was in there somewhere,
yep.
Yeah.
So that's on my latest podcast, which we released on Thursday. So that is available now. You can get it wherever you find your favorite podcasts. It's on iHeart. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Player FM.
I will definitely look for it.
All over the place.
As I often do each week for your latest podcasts, which are fantastic.
And I appreciate that.
And I got to tell you, though, sticking with pinball for a second, I was at pinball's last game as a player. Not me, the player. Him, the player.
Good.
Just to be clear.
Yes, thank you for that clarification.
Okay, so... I don't even think...
Because I'm looking at you. The hat looks good on you. The jersey with the pads, I don't know about.
Well, you know.
I don't know. That would be a bit of a stretch.
I'm not as young as I used to be. Anyway,
Now, yes. Did they have like a big send-off for him?
They did.
So he knew it was his last one.
For sure. The whole crowd did. Well, except for me. I didn't know, like, going to the game. I didn't go to that game because I knew it was his last game. It was just a game I happened to be going to. And, of course, you know, everyone's talking about it. And I can't remember if he scored or not. But anyway, it was definitely pinball day.
You know what I wanted to mention to him? I wanted to ask him. I wanted to say, but I didn't say this. And the reason I didn't, as you know, the Argos are owned by Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment.
Yes.
40% of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment is owned by Rogers. Rogers owns Sportsnet. Sportsnet and Bell owns TSN. They own 40% as well. TSN has the rights to the Argo games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because TSN has the rights to the Argo games, you can't see an Argo game unless you've got the sports package, unless you've got cable sports package.
I understand.
Which is, to me, the stupidest thing in the world.
Yep.
My late mother used to love watching the Grey Cup. She called me one year. She said, Teddy, I can't find the game. I said, Mom, you don't have sports channels on your TV. You don't get it. It's not available. Well, why isn't it on CBC or CTV?
I was going to say, it used to be a big CBC thing.
I know. I said, it's not. I said, but ironically, in about a month or two from now, you'll be able to watch the Super Bowl on CTV.
Yeah. Yay.
Now, how stupid is that? But I didn't want to mention anything because I didn't want to put him in an awkward position because Bell is one of his bosses. Not my boss anymore, Bell, so I don't give a damn what I say about him. But I just think that's stupid. How can you, it's our national championship and it's not available on mainstream television.
How do you really feel, Ted?
Enough of that.
We love being here. We love educating the listeners. We're going to talk about the taboo topic. We're going to talk about fees.
That's one of the things we talked to Kathy Nagy. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. I'm just trying to think of what you're referring to. We talked about fees.
From Kathy Nagy Psychology. We talked about how difficult it is for some people to talk about money. Just in general.
Yes.
You know, like asking about money, how much this is, how much do I get, how much do I owe. People quite often will deflect conversation in a financial conversation. They find it awkward to talk about money.
And there's some financial advisors who find it awkward to disclose how the fee structure works in their world. And I've got an email, which I didn't actually prepare for today, but a listener called to complain to me that when he asked his advisor, who he's been with for a long time, about the fee structures, apparently the advisor got irritated.
Really?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about this. We're gonna get down and dirty and talk about different types of fees, how they apply, how they don't apply, and hopefully that's going to answer a few questions because we've had some questions lately in emails and phone calls asking specifically about our fees. And that's a fair question. I think it's a fair question. And that's why I thought we should have it as a topic. So top up your tea and coffee right now for the time being. We're going to take our first quick break and then we'll jump in right after this quick message.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember,
insert your name,
and we're heartbroken because,
insert your name,
did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of,
insert your name,
have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of Avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show with Jason Laidler from Avoidprobate.ca and me, Ted Walshin from Ted and Luba Walshin. Don't forget, you can contact Mr. Laidler during the course of the week. Email address is info@avoidprobate.ca. That's info@avoidprobate.ca. Or you can call him toll-free, 1-844-667-7628. 1-844-667-7628. And do so, and he will get back to you.
Yes.
And if he doesn't, contact me, and I shall box his ears.
Well, we do endeavor to respond to every email and phone call. It's time-consuming, but it's important, and sometimes our replies are longer than others, depending on the nature of that particular question. But anyway, yes, please keep them coming. It's an important part of what we do here, and we share some of them with you every Sunday morning. We're going to do that again today when we get to the mailbag. I mentioned before the break that we were going to talk about fees.
Yep.
Before we do that, though, I think it's important just to start off by reminding the listeners or telling you for the first time if you're new to the show, and if so, welcome, and we're glad you're here. What is the solution at the Avoid Probate show that we talk about every week? Well, the solution to avoiding probate on the investments at the bank, because that's where most people have a probate problem, is when the bank decides they're going to freeze everything after mom or dad passes away, and you know you've got to jump through the probate hoops and deal with everything that is part of that process, the public court process, including retaining the services of a lawyer most of the time, getting all the documents together, getting your ducks lined up, paying your pound of flesh to the province. Anyway, it's no fun. But the solution, which is remarkably surprising to most people, is a simple transfer of those investments at the bank over to an insurance company. It's as simple as that. And I'm not talking about life insurance. I'm talking about an apples-to-apples transfer of mom's portfolio from whatever bank it happens to be in here where she cannot put a beneficiary on it, because you cannot put beneficiaries on non-registered accounts at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But you can put a beneficiary on a non-registered account at the insurance company. And that's what we're doing, is we're just going to recreate the portfolio that mom's comfortable with, and maybe mom and the kids. Or I had a meeting the other day with the client and his accountant. So we want the accountant to be, we want everybody to be comfortable with the portfolio that we create, even though it's not carved in stone and we can tweak it anytime we need to tweak it.
Right.
But whatever, we want it to be something everybody agrees with. And I say it all the time, the insurance companies today have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks do. There's something for everybody.
The insurance companies that you deal with, who take these fine folks' savings and then reinvest them, are any of them being invested in cryptocurrency?
Not yet. That's just a matter of time, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good question. We get that question. The first bit of a tangent here, the first crypto ETF fund only just recently came out in Canada. There's no, to my
ETF?
Exchange-traded fund.
Okay.
And it's hard to get at. Not every financial institution provides it. None of the insurance companies provide it. The insurance companies don't act as brokerages. So that's also an issue that comes up. If mom or dad's account is full of individual securities, because they've had this brokerage account at, I don't know, Scotia Wealth or wherever it happens to be, well, we can't transfer those individual securities, and that can be problematic. Not always. I've said before, hey, if mom's 92, maybe it's time to revise the portfolio and simplify it and maybe go from 30 securities down to 2 or 3 and use the rest of the money as part of the transfer over to the insurance company and put a beneficiary on it.
Right.
Because you can't put a beneficiary on the account at the brokerage firm either. So it's going to be probated, and those accounts are also part of the problem. It's just that people are more reluctant to shake things up. You know, mom's had all these securities and they've done well, and I get that. But again, I'm going back to what I said before about simplifying things. We like simple here, especially when you're the executor and you got the job of settling this estate. Boy, it can't be overly simple, right? That's a good thing. So if that means, like I said, converting the stock portfolio to something else. And by the way, if you own the bank stocks over here at the brokerage firm, we can still own those bank stocks at the insurance company. We just don't own them individually. We buy the Canadian equity fund that the insurance company provides. Well, I can tell you right now, every Canadian equity fund in the country owns all the banks and Bell Canada and Bombardier and Canadian Tire. And that's about it, because it's Canada. You get what I'm saying? Like, we can still have exposure to these companies and these sectors. You want exposure to the financial sector, that's easy for us to do. You want exposure to the U.S. equity sector, that's easy, et cetera, et cetera. So like I said, there's something for everybody. What are the fees? Okay, let's talk about that. I want to break it down into two different categories, starting with my fee or one of the fees that one of our professional advisors might charge. And I say this all the time as well, if you're under the age of 85 is the magic number here, and I'll explain why. Most of the time, the transfer costs nothing. Nothing. And then, of course, people say, well, come on, that, how can that be? You got to make money. You're not a charity. Where's the catch? We get paid, our advisors get paid by the financial institution. And so it's a competitive business. They're all competing for what we call AUM, assets under management. That's the goal of these financial institutions, amass, you know, more and more and more assets under management. Everyone knows the bank's making money on your money, right? Everyone knows that.
Sure.
Or they wouldn't be in business. That's how it works. And the insurance company is too, by the way. And there's no shame in that. That's the way it goes. So when we do a transfer, let's just say $100,000 is transferred from whatever bank over to whatever insurance company. I mentioned we are independent. I should expand on that too. We don't really care which insurance company it is because it doesn't matter to the advisor in terms of compensation. The insurance company says, you know, if it's my client, they say, thanks, Jason, for trusting us with your client's $100,000 of investment assets. Here's the standard commission we're going to pay you that we pay every other advisor across the board. And it's a standard commission because if it wasn't, then there'd be a bias.
So then who decides what the commission structure is going to look like?
The industry has decided. I don't know the answer to that. I might try and find out. That's a good question. It is split. I've used the example of real estate brokerage in the past to describe what happens in my world, in my back office. I have a boss. There's a level of protection between myself, the advisor, and the insurance company and the client. There's another layer there, and they don't work for free either. So my manager's job, and it's unrelated to avoidprobate.ca. It's just a regulation thing, a regulatory thing. But anyway, I have to answer to this guy, and he can pull my license anytime he wants. If he thinks something's funny is going on here, or he doesn't like what's happening, or the paperwork's out of order, or whatever, I'm out of business. Not because I work for him, but because he's part of the regulatory process and his job is to protect the consumers as well. A lot of protection, a lot of layers of protection here people don't realize. But getting back to your point about the compensation, he gets a piece of the pie. So just like I stand to be corrected on this, but I think the broker of a real estate office, I think he gets a piece of the pie from all his agents who are selling houses. The traditional model, though, is the one that I compare it to. So the insurance company offers, you know, whatever the percentage is, Jason doesn't get all of it. That's what I'm trying to say. It's shared, and that's a good thing. Okay, so why 85? Because if you're 85 or over, that's a different level of risk for the insurance company. Because remember, and I'm going to get to this again, there's guarantees associated with your investments at the insurance company, and those guarantees are not available at the bank.
So if you come to me and I have $100,000 that I want you to invest through an insurance company,
yes,
whichever one you deem to be the most profitable,
the right one, or
the best one, the one that you like to deal with, then you take that $100,000. I don't pay you anything. I don't pay anyone anything.
That's right.
And they guarantee me that at the end of each and every year, there will be at least that $100,000, or are they guaranteeing me more than that?
You're close. You almost got it perfectly. The guarantee is a death benefit guarantee. If you're under 85, you are eligible for a 100% death benefit guarantee. So we'll use we'll stick with the $100,000 example. The benefit does a few things for you, including lets you sleep better at night, because you now know that if COVID wave 13 comes along and the markets go south and your $100,000 becomes $80,000, heaven forbid. And if that's the day that you pass away, the difference is made up by the insurance company. So your beneficiaries, remember, this is all about the beneficiaries so that we avoid probate.
Mm-hmm.
Your beneficiaries get the 100 grand, even though it's only worth $80,000 on that day. So that's what's comforting for the investor. And that's not something you can do at the bank. Now, it gets even better. And by the way, okay, so it gets better because there's this thing called a reset. And let's flip it around, and $100,000 becomes worth $120,000 because, well, we had a good year, just like 2021. I just did some reviewing in preparation for this show. You know, we've got clients who year to date have made 15%, and so okay, well, it'd be $115,000 in that case, and you can lock in your gain once a year, and it's your discretion. There's no fixed day or window or anything like that. You decide. Well, you and the advisor will decide. Yeah, this is a good time because you can only do it once a year. But whatever, you lock in that gain, and that becomes the new floor.
So now if I die,
when
it's $115,000
at least,
At least.
Right? It pays out the market value or whatever the new guaranteed amount is, whichever is greater.
Right.
So there's no downside.
Right.
It's all upside.
No, I agree.
Okay, but that's not available if you're over the age of 85, and that's why it's not always a free, no-cost procedure for the investor if you're over 85. So sometimes the rates will go between 1 and 3%, 1 and 3% up front one time. So $100,000, if it's 3%, you're paying $3,000 one time up front, and then you're in the fund. But because you're over 85, it's a 75% death benefit guarantee, not 100. So that sounds a lot less attractive, but it's still 75% more guaranteed than you had before.
But by the same token, if again, picking that $100,000 figure, if it's $100,000 when you sign up, and on the day of your death, that $100,000 is still worth $100,000. You're getting the $100,000.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
You're a beneficiary, not 75.
You get the market
value. There's a guarantee of 75%.
Exactly. The worst that can happen is it'll be a 25% hit.
Right.
Worst case scenario.
That's if the market takes it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's possible. I don't want to say it's not possible. It is possible. It's very unlikely. That reminds me, I was going to mention this later, but since you mentioned 25%, I met with a new person recently, very conservative, very nervous. We talked about fees, we talked about market returns, we talked about the guarantees. We always talk about these things when at the first meeting, and there's no consultation for that first, I'm sorry, there's no cost. There's no cost to that initial consultation. And she said to me, well, okay, fine. She goes, well, what if I'm not dead and my money's down $25,000 and I'm not dead? Then what happens? And I said, so what? And she looked at me very oddly and she goes, what do you mean, so what? I said, well, so what if it is? You know, you don't have to take it out just because it's down 20. You don't have to realize the loss. You've got other money. You've got a line of credit on the house with a zero balance. I wouldn't let you. I would recommend not making that withdrawal and realizing that. 25% loss if there's other ways to get whatever money you need. And it's going to be temporary, right? It's not going to stay at minus 25%. And that's why I was being a bit flippant, but I made the point. And she said to me, she goes, you know what? She goes, that's a good question. Yeah, so what? It's only temporary. So I don't want to spend too much time or focus too much on losses. And we haven't seen losses. I mean, unless you're in a bond fund, which is ironic because everyone for 50 years has been talking about how safe bonds are. They're the only sector that's down. Everything else is up, and it's been up for years, and I mean years, like 9 or something like that. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I have them with me, and I can pull them out, but we're getting close to another break here. So I'll regroup, and we'll pick up where we left off. Stay with us. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
My name is Marilyn, and I avoided probate.
Marilyn is a good daughter who wants the best for her elderly mom.
Why is she overdrawn on her account? What's going on here?
Her mom had money, much of which was tied up in non-registered accounts like GICs, paying next to no interest, which meant
she was dipping into her capital big time because the residence she was staying in was very costly. So she was overdrawn on her account 4 times a month.
Marilyn wanted to disperse the money for her mom's needs using her power of attorney. The bank refused, saying the accounts were in her mom's name only, and then rubbed salt in the wound.
They pushed it back on the family and said it was all our fault. We should have been on top of it, not them.
That's when Marilyn got a hold of Jason at avoidprobate.ca. He accompanied Marilyn to the bank to move mom's money. Why?
The insurance companies now have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks have. Plus, we can also put a 100% death benefit guarantee on the account once it's at the insurance company. Anybody who has non-registered accounts at the bank needs to look into the services we provide at avoidprobate.ca.
I don't know how long my mother is going to live. None of us know. So my thing was, if she lives to 100, there'll be more than enough money to sustain her.
How was avoidprobate.ca able to help Marilyn's mom?
It's a good news story. The account is earning money. much more than it did when it was at the bank in a low-paying GIC. But more importantly, it's still 100% mom's money. There's no joint owner on the account, but there is a beneficiary on the account, which wasn't there before.
Which means no tax issues and no probate to worry about.
I share my story with as many people as I can, and I hand out Jason's cards to lots of people and say, call this man. He'll walk you through it.
Call us at avoidprobate.ca on the toll-free number. But call us before your mom or dad passes away. That's when we can help you.
Avoid probate like Marilyn did with avoidprobate.ca. Call 1-844-667-7628.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. It's the Avoid Probate Show. I'm Ted Wallison, and he is Jason Laidler. And again, you can contact Jason via email, info@avoidprobate.ca, and also toll-free 1-844-667-7628. And if you go onto the website, avoidprobate.ca, there's a triple W in front of that, of course. There is a free probate calculator that you can play with to see roughly how much probate might be payable on your estate or your mom's or dad's estate. There's a button for anyone who missed the show, wants to hear any of the past shows. Click the Listen to the Show button to access past episodes of the Avoid Probate Show. Jason?
Thank you, Ted. Okay. On the topic of fees, I got to pick up the pace here because I really want to get through this, and kind of went a little long on the first segment there about the initial fee. What are the other fees? There are, let's call them hidden fees. Let's call it what it is, because that's what I'm trying to do here, is shine a light on the fee structure situation here. Why are they hidden? Well, because you don't see them. That's why they're hidden. They're known as an MER, Management Expense Ratio, MER, and that's the fee the financial institution charges every single year, comes off the top. That's how they make their money. Remember, they got to offset what they paid the advisor for his commission. They've got to pay for the bricks and mortar, blah, blah. They got to pay for the guy inside the fund making the trades, the guy who's deciding to sell more Apple and buy more Microsoft. They got to pay that guy, just for example. So the MER ranges wildly in the industry, wildly. It's a few percentage points. Like it ranges wildly within a few percentage points. So there's been a criticism about seg funds over the years, and I used to be in this category when I worked somewhere else. They used to be a lot more expensive than the mutual fund equivalent, the bank equivalent. The seg fund is the bank's. Is the insurance company's version of the bank's mutual fund, except the seg fund version has the insurance component we talked about just a few minutes ago, the 100% death benefit guarantee, or 75%, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between that and a mutual fund. So because you're getting more than you are with the mutual fund, you're paying more. Right? The guarantee isn't free. Okay, so let's talk about it. The fees, the MERs range based on the nature of the underlying investment. So a Government of Canada bond fund is much simpler to manage than an Asian equity fund, for example, where the company has to have an office in Hong Kong and pay. So the expenses are completely different, and so the fees are they reflect that. But they reflect it like in basis points. Basis points are hundredths of a percentage. So instead of the bond fund MER, let's say it's 1.5% annually, the Asian equity fund, I don't have it in front of me. It might be 2.75%. So from 1.5 to 2.75, an extra 1.25 points, 1.25% greater. The number one fund in the country right now is a U.S. equity fund that's managed by Industrial Alliance. And that's not me saying it's number one. That's a fact. It's a third-party determination. The MER is 2.54. 2.54 is what it costs, which might be 50 basis points, 50 one-hundredths of a percentage more than the bank version. But you're getting more than the bank version, not just the guarantee. Don't forget, the whole idea here is we're avoiding probate. Yeah. So we move that money over to the insurance company, put beneficiaries on it. You get a guarantee, and it's going to avoid probate. Okay, well, the probate fee is 1.5%. For starters, in Ontario, the highest in the country. But there's more to probate than the probate fee, right? There's the stress, the time, the frozen bank account, the legal fees. I think you're remiss if you don't factor these things in to your fee assessment.
That's a good point.
Because these are real.
Sure they are.
These are very real. Ask anybody going through probate how real these things are. And the liability and something called the time value of money. So we hear all the time, hey, it's been over a year. The probate's not complete on my mom or dad's account yet. Can you help us? Okay, a year. Let's talk about that for a second. Time value of money. So if I had access to that money 12 months ago instead of 12 months later, well, you know what? The loaf of bread went up in price in 12 months. Or if I was going to give some of that money to my kids so that they could get in the housing market, well, what happened to the housing market in the last year? Right? So it's cost me. It's cost me real dollars by not having access to that money sooner because it's had to go through probate. So I think that has to be factored in to the mix. It's hard to do that because it's kind of like a conceptual thing. We don't have, you know, the actual figures in front of us. But I think the listeners will understand what I'm getting at, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You can maybe call them soft costs, but I don't think they're too soft when it comes down to brass tacks. But other advantages, to summarize the advantages of the seg fund, the death benefit guarantee, the reset option. That reset option could be very significant. If you're 75 and you can reset for the next 10 years and turn your 100 grand into 350 grand guaranteed, just because, that's significant. There's all the estate planning features, including avoiding probate, and what I hadn't mentioned yet, which can be very important, especially for business owners, who I just met with one just the other day, creditor and liability protection when the beneficiary is a spouse or child, or if it's an irrevocable beneficiary. An irrevocable beneficiary, for those who aren't familiar, is the beneficiary you've named that you cannot change. You can only change it if they agree to change it. And so the default setting in Ontario, well, the whole country except Quebec, the default setting is it's an irrevocable beneficiary, which means if it's my investment account, I can change the beneficiary anytime I want. It's irrevocable. Sorry. It's revocable. Revocable. But I can assign somebody as an irrevocable beneficiary. That happens in court cases, court actions, divorces, and there's life insurance there for the protection of the kid because the kid's only five and there's, 15 years of child support that's got to be paid out. So the court orders life insurance to be put in place. Cannot change the beneficiary without that guy's permission because that could happen. That's another feature that's built into the seg fund option is the creditor and liability protection. Those assets cannot be seized. They can pass on without being seized by creditors. What's that worth to a business owner? $1 million, it could be worth $1 million. Okay. I took a quick look at some random client files. I know we're getting up against the next break here, but okay, I'm going to back up a step because two things. Believe it or not, so the fees have been coming down. I mentioned 20 years ago it was a different type of situation and the gap between the mutual fund and the seg fund was significant. That gap has been shrinking over time and it's shrunk so much. The seg fund fees have come down so much over time. There's actually an insurance company out there where the mutual fund fee and the seg fund fee are identical. It doesn't cost one penny more to get the seg fund version. And I don't mind telling you that insurance company is now called Beneva. And I'm putting it out there because we had Andrew Gardner, the Beneva wholesaler, on the show as a guest a long time ago. You can find that episode on the podcast, of course, because all of our shows are available for you to listen to. Well, if you go to the website, like Ted said, there's a button right on the landing page that says click here for past episodes. It's in the list. And Andrew Gardner talks about how, well, Beneva is the merger between La Capitale and SSQ, two very successful insurance companies. And they've merged recently and they've formed Beneva. And you can get the seg fund that you want there. Lots of options, of course, without paying 10 cents more than you did for the mutual fund. So when people want to throw it at me that seg fund fees are too high, I have an argument for them.
Yeah.
By the way, I wanted to ask you before, Ted, are you the guy who always buys the cheapest version of whatever?
No.
right?
No, I'm not. I was raised to believe that you get what you pay for.
Right.
If you're going to go out and my gosh, I have this conversation quite often with Tom from Tom's Place.
I guess, yeah.
It's like, why go out and buy, unless you just don't have the money, why go out and buy a suit you're going to have to replace in 2 years when you can buy a good suit that's good for 5 years or 6 years?
And I'd say that.
Same with a couch.
I was just going to say, I'd say that about anything. A coffee maker.
Exactly.
Toaster, whatever.
Precisely.
Investment fund. So there's a complicated equation that one of our listeners actually wanted me to share with them, and it took me a while to dig it out because it was in the fine print. Of course, anybody wants to see the fine print, we have it here, and we're not hiding it. But I just wanted to read this equation that is used to calculate the fee on the 100% death benefit guarantee because it's so it's so bizarre. But anyway, here it is. Ready? The fee, annual fee, equals MV times AI times FI plus A2 times F2 plus dot, dot, dot plus AN times FN. Did you get that?
Yeah.
MV is the market value on December 31. AI refers to the series of the fund. I'm reading this real fast. FI is the fund fee rate depending on the category of each fund. I mentioned there's different categories like bond funds versus equity funds, things like that, et cetera, et cetera. If anybody really wants to chew on this math, let me know. I will send you this fine print, and you can play with it all you like. But having said that, I just took a quick random look, and I know I'm running late here, Kelly. Sorry, I'm almost done. I looked at some existing client accounts. Okay, real quick. This $300,000 RSP, this person's paying $42 a quarter. It's charged quarterly. So $42 a quarter. He has made $20,000 on his RSP year to date. That's his profit year to date on this RSP. $42 a quarter. He's made $20,000. Do you think he cares? No. $275,000 RLIF. I can explain that in a minute. $275,000 RLIF. This guy's paying $33 a quarter. He's made $16,000 profit year to date on this plan. Last example, $430,000 RIF. Big account, $430,000. This guy's paying $70 a quarter. This guy's made 15% year-to-date, translates to $56,000 of growth on his RIF. Do you think he cares about $70 a quarter? He's benefiting from no probate, the guarantees, no locked-in accounts, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's I went real fast, but those are real-life examples. I hope that puts things in perspective. I got to go to a quick break here. We'll be right back after this.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this. This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Okay, let's head down to Kensington Market, 190 Baldwin, the home of Tom Hollick and Thomas Place. Tom, Black Friday has come and gone, but I understand the savings are remaining.
And you know, Ted, it took me years to learn the Black Friday sale. Now that I got the swing of it, I'm continuing. We're not giving up. You know, as a matter of fact, Black Friday sales, we always had. We're in the forefront for top designer clothing to be on sale. Nobody even came close to us. Nobody. We understood and we knew in order us to survive and to stay in business, we got to have a Black Friday sale every day. I just didn't call it Black Friday, but it's the same sale, the same Tom's Place sale that we always have. When you come in, we have fabulous special. Let me point out one special that I think is fabulous. The finest and the best sport jacket on the main floor at $199.
Wow.
You know, let me throw another one in. Top coats at selected top coats at 50 off. Thank you, Ted. I'm sure I'm way over my time, so you guys are going to have to cut it.
Not a problem. Tom's Place, 190 Baldwin in the heart of Kensington Market. Welcome back. It's the Avoid Probate Show. Ted Walsh in with Jason Laidler, and the show is just flying by this morning. Let's take a look at some mailbag stuff.
Okay, let's take a look at that. I picked this one. Well, there's a reason I picked this one. Hello, Jason. Of course, it's anonymous because we don't name names here, unless we name fake names, I guess. But this says, hello, Jason. I heard your show on Zoomer Radio, and I was quite intrigued with the information and examples provided as they fit my personal situation to a T. T spelled T-E-E. I'm not sure if that's right. But anyway, I have two other siblings with an equal share to my mother's assets. My father predeceased mom a couple years ago. I'm going to use some generalities to try and keep it anonymous. They have a will, which I now understand needs to be rewritten and perhaps a second will created. First off, this person says, I'm confused by statements made in the program that stated that one cannot add a beneficiary to a non-registered account. This person has been added as a joint owner on mom's accounts. And we get that a lot. There's some confusion out there between the, you know, the difference between a beneficiary and a joint owner. They couldn't be more different, of course. And we don't like joint ownership here because of all the potential pitfalls that come with joint ownership and because it's not necessary. There's a better way. And the better way is the transfer over to the insurance company, keep everything solely in mom's name. That avoids ownership challenges, taxation complications, and exposure to other creditors, et cetera, et cetera. But give power of attorney to whoever you want and name a beneficiary. It checks all the boxes, and it's nice and simple and neat. Carrying on with this, scamming capital. Okay, there's a capital gains issue waiting to happen. This person lists the assets, which are significant, over $1 million in both liquid and non-liquid. Can you please advise what you would recommend in this scenario to protect our assets and avoid as much probate as possible? I'd also like to know what the cost to implementing the changes will be. For example, the cost of creating new wills and bear trusts. And I'm assuming he wants to know what my costs are as well. We've talked about that. I presume you would recommend investing into segregated funds, which obviously come with higher MERs. That was the line that made me choose this note to share today on the topic of fees. I can't blame this person for assuming that the seg funds come with higher MERs. And in a way, they do. They can. But I did mention Beneva, where they do not. And let me just see if I should finish. I'm satisfied with the return the current portfolio is getting at the bank. Okay, we'll leave it at that because, again, it's about the fees. And the other thing I didn't mention is if – you got to remember this too. If we do the transfer and if by chance I'm able to get 1% better return on the portfolio, well, you're ahead of the game. Because remember, I mean, the difference could be – 75 basis points more than you were paying before, maybe a whole percentage point, maybe 1.25 percentage points more than you were paying before. But if I can earn 1.5% better rate of return, you win. You're making money and benefiting from all of the other advantages that the seg fund provides. And I'd like to think that earning an extra 1.5 points isn't that difficult, especially if you're coming from a conservative portfolio at the bank, i.e. GICs, paying nothing. We've talked about that plenty of times. So that's it for the story on fees for today. I think we covered a lot of ground there, and hopefully that shed some light for you if you had any questions about fees. Most people have questions about how the fees work, and I get that. That's fair. Hopefully we didn't raise more questions than we answered. Needless to say, if you do have questions, as always, please don't hesitate to call us or write to us, and I'll clarify anything that needs to be clarified.
All right.
Okay.
We'll take a break and come back and wrap up the show right here on the Avoid Probate Show.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember...
Insert your name.
And we're heartbroken because...
Insert your name.
...did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of...
Insert your name.
...have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Avoid Probate Show with Jason Laidler from avoidprobate.ca. That's how you can get a hold of him. And I'm Ted Wallison. You can also contact Jason at info@avoidprobate.ca. Toll free 1-844-667-7628. And just a reminder, the information provided in this program is for general consumption only. It's not intended to provide particular legal or investment advice. Every situation is different. So if you have legal or investment questions, you should speak with a licensed expert. Or, of course, once again, you can contact Jason. Email info@avoidprobate.ca. Toll free 1-844-667-7628. 1-844-667-7628.
Yeah, thanks for that, Ted. Can't believe the hour's flown by again so fast. But I got to tell you, I am looking forward to the game this afternoon. 12:30 kickoff, I believe.
You're going to be wearing your hat. I'll put on my jersey and we'll sit there and maybe have a wobbly pop or two.
Well, yeah, maybe, and then maybe another one to celebrate the victory afterwards.
Right? And if you're looking for some a pre-show excitement, tune in my podcast and listen to my interview with Pinball Clemens. That'll get you pumped up.
Yeah, or maybe,
if anybody pumps you up, he'll pump you up.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll just put the TV on mute and play your podcast over top of the game.
No, that would be confusing.
Okay,
but well, if you'd like it, I think you'd enjoy it. You can get it by the way.
I'll enjoy it.
You don't have to listen to it on your phone. You can listen to it on your computer.
Go to
iHeart and follow the prompts and you can find it.
Definitely a big pinball fan. But getting
back if you're on Facebook, you can join the Ted Wallison podcast Facebook page and you can hear it right there.
Very cool. And I do remember a time when some of my friends did prefer to put the TV on mute and listen to the radio call.
Yes.
Over top of the...
I know people used to do that with Jerry Howarth and Tom Cheek. And congratulations to Jerry Howarth, by the way. He got a street named after him in Etobicoke.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Jerry Howarth.
Who's that?
Voice of the Blue Jays. Jerry Howarth and Tom Cheek.
Oh, that guy.
Hello.
Okay.
What province are you living in?
Well, anyway, Blue Jays, another story.
That's it for us for this week.
That's a wrap. Thank you to our producer, Kelly, for keeping us on track for the most part, as usual. Thanks to Ted Walshin for decades of radio excellence. Thank you, Zoomers, for your time today. We're glad you were here. We hope you learned something, and we hope you're back again next Sunday to join us here at 8 a.m. on AM 740 for the Avoid Probate Show. Ted, next Sunday, you good for that?
I'll be here.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Go Argos!
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.